From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, Dave Robertson of WeThePeopleMissouri.com. And then Rep. Gretchen Bangert blows us off after we try and get her on the phone to talk about not allowing repairs on cars with expired tags. And The Right Mind studio band, Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
I've been asked to do two things in these past 3 or 4 days that I did not want to do. And typically, you know, I'd say, like, I told you, like, I really can't. I got to rearrange my sock drawer. Or, you know, I got to milk the dog or something like that. And people like that. It's like, oh, okay, you have something else to do. But I said, no, I can't do it. Well, why can't you do it? Because I don't want to. What? What do you mean you don't want to? I just don't want to do it. And people are shocked. They want the I'd rather rearrange my sock drawer excuse. I mean, rather than me just being brutally honest. So I'm going to attempt this for the month of March. Just be brutally honest, and we're going to see how long it goes. It may only last until today, but I'm going to give it a shot.
We'll have to come up with some excuse in case someone does get mad. Like, yes. Oh, I went to the dentist. He must have injected me with too much truth serum. Not my fault.
Right.
Also, your baby's very ugly. Not my fault.
That's just it. Mm-hmm. That's just it. It's like that Seinfeld thing. You know, you want to see the baby. No, I don't want to see the baby. But you always, I have, okay, that's another thing. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, relatives that are pumping out kids. You got to come over and see the baby. I don't want to see the baby. I've seen a baby. You know, I'll see the baby when the baby's like 12, you know, and then we can have a conversation. But a baby's a baby, you know. I don't want to go see the baby. And that's what I'm going to say. Otherwise, you know, in the past, am I being a little down today? Maybe this whole month of March has me a little agitated.
Do you miss January already? We had it banned. Officially, you know, you're running for office to get January banned.
VoteTodd.org. Yes. Go ahead.
And we pretended like it didn't exist, and now I kind of miss it a little bit.
No, I don't miss it at all. Oh, okay. I don't miss January, and once again, that's going to be part of my platform. I'm going to get rid of daylight savings time, and I'm going to get rid of the entire month of January. We're just going to add a couple of days onto the other months, except for February, because, you know, that's kind of bad, too. But maybe I'll just get rid of the months I don't like, and we'll just, like, you know, have, yeah, the whole year is going to have, like, 3 or 4 months now.
I went and wished my girl a happy leap year yesterday.
Yes.
She said, no, that's coming up on Thursday. And I said, no, happy leap year. You're supposed to celebrate all year long. January 1st started our leap year. Thursday is leap day. And if you were born on leap day, I don't know, you're like underage or something. And there's a lot of legal ramifications.
Like, well, you only get like a birthday like once every 4 years. And why do they call it leap year? Do you like jump around or something like that? Why don't they call it like extra day year or extra day month? I sound like I'm crabby today. I'm not crabby, though. I'm a happy boy. I'm just bringing up things that kind of annoy me. But why do they call it leap year?
Has something to do with whenever they set the clocks 10,000 years ago, they set them wrong. And now we have to catch up once a year because the clock was off by a little bit.
Oh, I get it. Let's talk about something happier. Now, you watched a film about people, at like a plane crash where people had to eat each other. Now, that's kind of funny. What? Tell me about it. How did that go? Because I was going to watch this because I watched a movie earlier, way, way back. I mean, it was probably before, you know, the cavemen called it. I think it was called Alive, where these soccer players crash into a mountain and they don't have anything to eat except for snow and people, and they pick the people. Now, you watched something similar, did you not?
Based on the true story, people love making these memories come back and the PTSD for the family members. So
right.
I don't know what's up. But Society of the Snow, it's a Spanish language film that got nominated for, I think, Best Foreign Language Film, or whatever they call it. Best International Feature is what they call it now.
Yes.
And it's on Netflix. This thing is 2.5 hours long, and it's just them getting destroyed by this mountain over and over and over again. And it made me realize that I would not survive a day. And these dudes were in the mountains covered in snow for 71 days.
Wow.
And they just started eating each other.
Eating each other.
They had a moral quandary at first. They said, it's not cool to eat someone. And then other people said, okay, when I die, I give you permission. And
really?
Then because they got permission from the alive person, then they dug in. As soon they weren't even checking his pulse. They just went in, took a stack of ribs, and just started chowing down.
Oh, wow. And just like, you know what? That reminds me of a joke. I don't know if you've heard this one. It was based on that same that film you saw, mm-hmm. these two guys, you know, they're out there and there's somebody's dead and they have to eat him. And they said, I don't know why this is Bob here. I don't think we should eat him. Oh, come on, Charlie. We're a little hungry. We got to do it because we're going to starve to death. That was part of my impersonation. That was Charlie and Steve. They got to eat Bob. And so they said, okay. So they started eating. You know, they said, well, I tell you what, I'll start at the top. You start down at the feet. Okay. And then we'll see how it goes. And so they both start eating Bob. And Charlie looks over at Steve and says, oh, Steve, what do you think? Goes, oh, boy, Charlie, I'm having a ball. He goes, hey, you're eating too fast. Well, okay. But back to your film.
Yeah, there were about 40 dudes on this plane, and they played for a rugby team. Yeah, right. Yeah, I think they were a soccer player.
Oh, they're soccer. You're a soccer player, Mr. Williams.
But you're allowed to touch the ball. And at the end of it, the 17 dudes that survived are so emaciated and disgusting, and they're getting bathed in the showers. And I think I could be a body double for these guys.
Really? You do. I mean, yeah. Have you thought about that?
I'm so skinny. I should practice or audition to be some zombie or half-dead cadaver in a movie like this.
Right.
I think I can make big money being a body
double. Well, I noticed you kind of like looking at my forearm. I mean, did you just want to take a bite out of it?
Oh, if that's part of the audition, I'll do it. That's why I need to get down to Atlanta.
Okay.
Get those zombie roles.
Oh, get the zombie roles. That's right. Like our friend that was on here, I mean, from Atlanta, he's down there making films now. Yeah, you're going to be going on a plane trip pretty soon. Now, where does your plane fly to before you go on your cruise?
We're flying to Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami.
Miami. Oh, you look wonderful. That was Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. Huh?
I think the most famous person from Miami is
Don Johnson. We talked about him last.
His vices, yes.
And his vices. No, I'm sorry I cut you off. You're going to be in, how long are you going to be in Miami?
I was going to say, Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
I got to tell this story really quick. Okay, I'm all over the board because I haven't had my ADD medicine that I don't really take. But anyway, we had this friend, this old friend, 85-year-old guy named Hal. If you're listening, hi, Hal. Okay, but my son, Blake, and his girlfriend, who's the sweetest girl in the world, okay, her name is Emma. She's Asian, okay? So Hal, who's 85 years old, runs into Blake and Emma in Webster Groves or someplace like that. It was like, you know, somewhere like a street. Anyway, there was like a bakery next door. So Emma, Blake, and Hal go into the bakery, and the person running the bakery is also Asian, right? So Hal decides he's going to communicate with this Asian person, okay, not by actually speaking, you know, in Chinese or Taiwan or whatever, but just by using the accent, okay? Somehow using the accent equates to actually knowing the language, which is doesn't, okay? So if I talk like, whatever, okay? Like, give me some, watch this. Hello, my name is Steve. I'm calling from AT&T. I'm from India. Okay, now they actually speak English, okay? But if I go and I say, so, hi, something like that, that does not mean that I'm speaking Chinese. And he carries on a conversation with an Asian accent, and this guy is looking at my son's girlfriend, Emma, you know, in shock. Like, how could this guy do this? And then they got thrown out, and that was it. And that's my Hal story. Who actually wants to come in and be on the show, but he'll offend everybody and try to talk like we do.
Now, Hal, is he a hoarder, you said?
Yes, he is a hoarder.
Okay, well, hopefully he has gifts that he can bring in, and he can share those with us.
He'll bring it. I tell you what, I mean, if he had me get this. He made me beg not to tell this story, so I'm going to tell it to everybody mm-hmm. listening. He has such a mess at his home, okay, that he has me get this. You'd have to order me some toner from my printer. I said, all right, why can't you do it? I don't know. I can't find my printer. So anyway, so I get him the toner, all right? And so next day, I need some toner. I go, I just ordered it. They delivered it. Yeah, I know. It just showed up, and I can't find it. I go somewhere in that pile of junk in your house. So, I mean, he's Amazon's, you know, best customer because he'll buy something, he'll lose it in 20 seconds, and then he'll have to buy it again because it's in his pile of trash.
Well, it's safer to not take the things out of the bubble wrap that it comes in from Amazon.
You can't eat
that
either.
Because once you put it on the pile, it will fall and collapse and bury you anyway. So it's best to be buried by a nice pillowy bubble wrap instead of, you know, the knives that you ordered and taking them out of the box. If they collapse on you, you're done. You're done for.
And not only that, Amazon, they've got this thing, like you'll order like a, you know, a pen, like a Bic pen or something like that, and they'll send it in a box the size of like a, you know, refrigerator crate with bubble wrap. I mean, that doesn't seem too efficient.
I ordered something from Amazon the other day. It got there in 2 hours, yeah. And I said, that is too fast. I don't like it when they get there too fast. And so I let it sit outside of my door for another 5 hours just because It was a little creepy. Because I imagine them just sitting outside the Amazon warehouse, smoking a cigarette, and then they get hit in the back of the head with a box. And they're like, oh, I guess I got to go deliver something. And then they drive to my house and then go right back.
Yeah, and then they run into a mountain and they eat everybody.
Very inefficient.
Yeah, something like that. We got a big show coming up today. We got Dave Robinson from SDL Patriots on. And we also have Gretchen Bangert, the Missouri state representative, who introduced the bill where you can't get your car fixed unless your tags are not expired. So it should be a lot of fun. We got Mitch in the background. Andy, I believe, is on the way. In the meantime, I'm here with my buddy Joey V. This is Todd Showalter with The Right Mind Show. We will be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Dave Robertson of WeThePeopleMissouri.com talks about what's wrong with schools today.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, along with my buddy Joey V. And, you know, have you ever heard of what a doorbuster sale is? Well, we're not having one, but we do have sales at LiberalJoke.com. That's LiberalJoke.com, where you can buy all of your favorite offensive items. And you know what? Joey V is our store manager.
Yes, I am in charge of everything. And just so you know, the word sale just means money will be exchanged for goods and services. Nothing will be less money than it was before. And no returns.
No returns at all. So if you hate something, sorry, you're stuck with it. At LiberalJoke.com.
If you find that something is ill-fitting, take a picture, send it to us. You may make it on the wall of shame. You will receive no refunds. All sales are final. Terms and conditions might apply.
At LiberalJoke.com. Won't you visit us today, please?
Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man so patriotic that for every bottle of Rogaine he buys for himself, he donates one to the bald eagle at the zoo, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V, Mitch in the background. And on the line now is one of our favorite guests, Dave Robertson from SDL Patriots. How's it going, my friend? What's new?
Not too much. Well, actually, a lot's new.
Yeah, but, I know.
Doing well. I know. A lot of stuff going on.
You mentioned a few things that you wanted to touch upon. I mean, where would you like to start with? You were talking about the Missouri Freedom Caucus, for one, which was a big fiasco. Why don't we jump into that first?
Sure. The Missouri Freedom Caucus formed a couple months ago, and there's been a lot of issues going on with the conservative legislation they're fighting for and also initiative petition reform. And I'm by no means the expert on what's going on down there, but I've been down to a couple rallies in Jeff City, and I have some friends in the Freedom Caucus, so I know some of the things going on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like it's total mayhem, though. I mean, the parking spots were taken away. I mean, it sounded like a bunch of childish stuff going on. I mean, what transpired? This goes back about 3 or 4 weeks ago? But has anything been resolved? And I mean, what was the whole point of this?
I think the whole point of it was, and it is childish. So my understanding of it is the Freedom Caucus was filibustering in order to get initiative petition reform and to pass truly conservative legislation. So they basically were blocking everything until the Senate would actually bring initiative petition reform to a bill, which makes sense because even though we have Republican supermajorities in the House and Senate, they're not really passing conservative legislation. So that's what was going on. And in retaliation, the Senate leadership, Caleb Rowden and Cindy O'Loughlin, got really petty and basically removed their parking spots. They threatened to take some office furniture out of their offices. They diminished the salaries of their support staff in retribution because they basically were saying, look, we need to actually do the Freedom Caucus was saying we need to do conservative legislation this session. And so they retaliated. The Senate leadership retaliated against them that way. Not to get too depressing about this, but the second thing I was wanting to talk a little about was the corruption in education. Would you mind if I went into
that?
No,
I would not. That's why I look forward to having you on. You always have good insight and a lot of good things to talk about.
Well, I appreciate it, Todd, and I appreciate your having me on, giving me this opportunity to speak about these issues.
Absolutely.
So the education thing that's very interesting that I've discovered. I've been in education most of my life. I was a college professor for a while. Was that supposedly, I think I've talked about this, I was at a supposedly Christian college that then kind of flipped around and started celebrating unbiblical behavior. But the thing I realized recently, so a little background on this, but I was, when I was at this college, we were we had this accrediting agency, this agency that would reaffirm our accreditation as a college. And a lot of colleges and private colleges, private high schools, you know, they seek to be accredited because it's kind of like a stamp of approval. Mm-hmm. So the issue though is these accrediting bodies are often very liberal. And, I didn't really think about it at the college, but basically this reaffirmation of our accreditation consumed the college. Every 5 years, we had to reaffirm our accreditation, and this outside board, which accredited a bunch of colleges, would put all these requirements on us that we had to fulfill. And I never really thought to ask, you know, why do we have to do this? Why do they have a say as to what we do as a college? Well, recently I discovered there's an accrediting agency called, and I just want to bring this to listeners' attention, it's called ISACS. And I came across this because I was applying for a job at a Christian high school. So they say they're Christian, but their accrediting body is, I started looking into them. And by the way, ISAC stands for, what is it? Independent Schools Association of the Central States. So I started to look into their accrediting body, and they're really woke and progressive. They have a diversity, equity, and inclusion page. They're have links to like things on CRT, associations with the gender spectrum, with GLSEN, which is the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. On their calendar, they had a bunch of DEI conferences. So anyway, it's interesting. And I started to explore this. And it turns out there's over 30 schools in the St. Louis area that are accredited by ISACS. And what's really interesting is there's about 10 so-called Christian schools that are. And this is one of the interesting things. I think that, you know, the public schools are really bad. You know, they're celebrating, things that I think conservatives don't believe in. They're anti-God, anti-foundation of our country. But you have these private schools, and some of them purport to be classical schools or Christian schools. But if you look at some of their accrediting bodies, those accrediting bodies are look to be quite woke and progressive. And I think this is another way the left has gained control of our schools and the private schools, because they have this, they hold this holy grail of accreditation to these high schools. And they basically say, you know, if you want to be accredited, you have to do these things, including have a diversity, equity, and inclusion statement, including promoting transgenderism and homosexuality and stuff like that. And so it's just kind of an interesting thing I discovered, that I was just shocked at how many, and I could name some of them, but they're very well-known schools that are accredited by this ISACS body for high schools. And the question I would have for any school that says they're a Christian school or supports our, you know, classical education is, why do you then use an accrediting body that basically does not believe in what Christians or biblical morality, it doesn't believe in the history or greatness of our country? Why are you using that as an accrediting body?
Yeah, it's totally hypocritical. It's totally, and I don't know if it comes down to money or what it, I mean, but this is across the board. And the thing is, it just goes along with all of the ridiculous nonsense that we're supposed to go along with now. When are people just going to wise up and say no? I mean, I would say this accrediting body, I'd say you can take your accrediting body and you know where to stick it. I mean, I'll come up with my own accrediting body, because I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm tired of it. I mean, I've tried to go along with this stuff and, you know, be polite and things, but enough is enough. I mean, now when you start affecting, I've said it over and over again without, you know, until I'm blue in the face, you go do your own thing. You live your own life. When you start affecting my life, okay, now I'm starting to get all peeved here. Stay out of my life. And this is what they're doing. They're trying to stick their nose and belief into everything that we're doing. And we got to draw the line. We got to just draw the line.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, we're about out of time. You got me all steamed up again. What would you like to finish up with?
I got steamed
up
as well.
Anything you'd like to finish up with, or, you know, you got any events coming up we should know about?
Well, so I'll just mention that, you know, you've mentioned in the past this distributionalist stuff. We've had a slight change of name.
Okay.
So it's We the People of Missouri, STL Patriots Events.
Okay.
Is this distribution list. We're still growing. If anyone wants to be added to that, they can email me at info at wethepeoplemissouri.com.
We also have, okay.
Yeah, so it's info at wethepeoplemissouri.com. And okay. we also have an affiliated website, and it's basically, it's wethepeoplemissouri.com. And on that, we're trying to develop that website. It's already fairly well developed, but we ultimately, again, the idea is to bring patriotic groups together in the St. Louis area. We want to have an events page. We do have an events page. We want to build it up more and be able to have a place where all these groups can go and get, you know, information on their missions, statements, and their contact info. So that's continuing to build, and I send out a weekly event calendar. So that has, you know, upcoming events. There was a lot of activity in Jeff City, and I think that's still continuing. It is, but I went to a couple rallies there. I'm not sure if there's a rally in the near future, but yeah, we have that events calendar.
Okay, one more time. Can you say,
it's We the People, Missouri.
We the People, Missouri. Okay.
So
thank you.
It's www.wethepeoplemissouri.com.
Okay, my friend. Well, like I say, you are the Paul Revere of St. Louis patriotism here. And as always, you always have a lot of insightful, great information to share. And I look forward to the next time I can get all worked up here. And, you know, wow, got me steamed.
Yeah,
that's
no, I got a bit excited and you got excited. But, you know, our country is at stake. I think this is a very important thing. And I just appreciate, again, Todd, the chance to come on your show and spread the word about what we're doing.
You are always welcome, my friend, because, like I said, I have said before, you're out there fighting the good fight, and I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm proud of you, and I'm proud that you're a strong American like you should be.
Okay, Todd, well, I'm proud of you as well. If you're getting that resistance, that tells me right there you're doing the right thing.
Thank you, my friend. Well, we'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds great, Todd. Thanks. Right,
bye-bye.
Okay.
That's Dave Robinson. I tell you, he gets me steamed up there a little bit, Joey, but that's okay because, you know, we are Americans. And
Dave R.
Going to the gay bar. Is that what that said?
Gay bar? What's that? Gay bar. What the hell is that?
That's what they all say.
Gay bar. It did say gay bar. What was that?
It was a speed dial.
What did I? This is what I. What was that?
Dave R. Dave Robinson.
Dave R. Gabe R. So I called Dave R. and it says Gabe R. Okay, that's interesting. I was like, this is strange. Dave R. sounds like Gabe R. Okay, all right.
Got to change the accent on your little Siri.
I think I am a gay bar, Mr. Williams. So what do you think of that, buddy? I mean, I tell you what. I mean, Dave Robinson, he gets me a little steam there. But he is. I mean, I consider myself, and it's not just because, you know, you listen to a lot of shows and everybody's screaming and ranting and raving. And that's not what I'm about. That's not what you're about. But, I mean, don't you think, I mean, it is time where, you know, all this name calling people are so afraid of. I mean, do names bother you? I mean, like, again, I've been called, I can't tell you how many different names.
Well, people call me slim and skinny and stretch, and those are all very complimentary, actually.
Yeah, well,
being a good-looking person, I really don't get offended that often. Well, I'm very lucky in that way. So are you.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, we're special people. But, you know, sometimes people do call me mean things, but I don't let them affect me at all.
Something like, that did bug me, though. I don't know. Am I cutting you off?
No, you're not cutting me off at all.
This whole thing at Jefferson City where the Missouri Freedom Caucus people got their parking spots taken away.
Yeah.
That really annoyed me because I do a broadcast from Jefferson City once a year. For the station.
The Lincoln days, wasn't it?
Well, the opening session. January 5th, and I have to bring in a whole dolly full of recording equipment and radio station parts so that we can broadcast from the Capitol.
Right.
And I have to park like a half mile away from this stupid dome, the big Capitol building.
Yeah.
So if they're just going to be taking away parking spots from the Freedom Caucus people, why don't you slide one my way? It's scary because I know that there's parking spots under the building that are heated. Your car doesn't get pooped on by birds. And if I had the luxury of parking in there, it'd be way easier. But picture me with a dolly, giant black and yellow totes stacked up on this dolly, look like I'm about to bomb the place. And then I go through the metal detector.
Yeah.
And I just say, I'm on the radio, sir. And they say, oh, yeah.
Do you say it like that, though? I think, you know, that really that holds some credibility. Because we talk about accents a lot. And anytime you use that, you know, sophisticated English, you know, accent, it means that you know what you're talking about. So go ahead. You're getting, your cavity searched, going through security at the Capitol, talking like an Englishman. And then what happened?
I usually go through, and I have knives every time.
Knives all the time.
because I have my little toolkit and there's screwdrivers and pocket knives and stuff.
Of course.
They never find it. They don't care. And then another time I brought in a drone, and those have spinning knives on them. If you were to just start the drone up and then just fly it at someone's face,
oh yeah,
it would take off their schnoz.
Oh.
And so I've
have you ever thought of doing that?
I have thought of doing that. I had someone sneak up on me the other day when I was landing my drone,
yeah,
and it scared the crap out of me, and I wanted to just like push it towards their face and cut their little eyeball out.
Do you ever think if you were in, I hope this never happens, of course, but I'm just thinking hypothetical things now. Do you ever think that if you were like held at gunpoint and mugged that you would say, I wouldn't do that because I have a drone?
Yeah, I mean, it does take me 8 minutes to, like, a musket back just, in the Civil War times.
Sure.
Like, oh, hold on, sir.
I got a drone.
I got to get my phone out. I got to take the case off because it doesn't fit in the holder. I got to plug it in. I got to hit the buttons a certain way. I have to make sure that it's got the compass calibrated, so I have to spin in a circle.
Right.
And then 8 minutes later, I'm like, I'm ready for dueling.
See, you're fine. You're protected. So mm-hmm. when you and the girl go out, I mean, she doesn't have to worry about anything happening because you're armed with a drone. Well, okay. When we come back, I think we've got Gretchen Banker that's going to join us. She's going to tell us how we can't get our cars fixed unless our tags are taken care of, if she answers the phone. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter along with my good buddy Joy B. This is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Rep. Gretchen Banger is scheduled to talk about barring mechanics from working on vehicles that aren't fully registered. Let's see if she shows up. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who is so polite, he's never stood anyone up, except for his kids, while helping them take their first steps. Aww. Todd Showalter.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Gretchen, it's Todd Showalter with The Right Mind Show. I will try you in about 5 or 10 minutes. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, you know what? There's Gretchen that's coming on now. She's a Democrat, okay? And as you know, I mean, what am I? I'm not Episcopal, Catholic, or anything. Oh, I'm a Republican. I'm not really. I'm making no sense whatsoever.
You're very macho Groucks? No, Groucho Marx. I don't want to be a part of any club that'll have me.
Exactly. Something like that. But we're conservative. So she's coming on. But we're having her on. I'm extending. What do they call it? The olive branch, or is that where they have the unlimited breadsticks?
It's where you break off a piece of the dove, you break off a wing, and you hand it. It's a peace dove, a peace offering.
But it's not the restaurant.
That's... No, it's like Ozzy Osbourne type of thing. You bite the head off the bird, and you hand it to them, and then you have a peace meal.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm doing that or not, but I wanted to hear about this situation where, you know, in St. Louis, everybody likes to drive around with these temporary tags or expired tags. It's kind of like, you know, along with, you know, running through red lights and things like that, it kind of shows that you're a St. Louisan, right? Now, she's part of this plan to get rid of it. You can't, like, get anything. Well, you can't get rid of, wait, what am I trying to say here? I'm all flummoxed again. You cannot get your car fixed or worked on or anything like that by a mechanic or, like, you know, somebody at FedEx, Kinko's, or whatever they call it. You can't have your car done by anybody unless your tags are taken care of. That's going to be a new, hopefully a law that she's trying to push through. Now, do you think that's overreach, or do you think we should just be able to do whatever we want and drive with expired tags and get our windshield wipers replaced?
Expired tags and temp tags do make me very angry. Have you ever thought of sabotaging them or messing them up? Like putting a Right Mind Show sticker on this flimsy piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then they get mad and they try and take the sticker off and it rips it. And then the temp tag is just destroyed. But it's also a little reminder, go to rightmindshow.com.
I like that. See, that's why you're the genius when it comes to marketing promotions. Did I already tell you that? That mm-hmm. is why you're the manager of the Right Mind store. How are sales going, by the way?
They're through the basement.
I thought so. Yeah. I tell you what. Because I had like somebody that ordered something that they never received it, but they said that they didn't put any payment information in. Now, are we like requiring people to pay for stuff on the store?
More of an honor system sort of thing.
I thought so. Yeah. So
if they ever come through St. Louis, they have to slide the money under the door.
Yeah, all right.
But they get the first taste for free. If they're out in Florida trying to show off our shirts, that's free advertising.
That is true.
Until they come to St. Louis. Then they have to give us the money.
Yeah.
The thing about the temporary tag is that it is the flimsy piece of paper, like right. I said. And these people keep it in such good condition.
I know.
It's always so crisp. The corners are sharp. And there's been underground black market people who sold fake temporary tags.
You can't say black market anymore. I think it's market of color.
That as well. That'll work.
Sure.
So there was people who were selling illegal fake temp tags for like $30 each.
Right.
And that ring got caught and, you know, taken down. But it's crazy that someone would go out of their way to pay $30 for a piece of paper to make it look like that you're on the up and up when you aren't.
No, and I was selling that to people for like $5 because they're really quite easy.
Your friend, that's why he needed the printer cartridge so he could print
Hal could print these things out, but he lost it because he's got a pile of trash in his house and it's underneath a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, crazy. Well, I guess we'll try Gretchen back when we get a chance. You think we should try? Either that will go to Admiral Andy. Let's give her a shot. I don't know. Joey, I don't think she's going to answer the phone. This is us extending the olive branch, and she doesn't want to do it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I don't think she wants the olive branch extended.
Now, this lady, we were talking about her. Her last name is Bangert, Gretchen Bangert.
Gretchen Bangert.
And in Florissant, there's this very famous park because there's a full-size decommissioned army tank at the park.
I bet it doesn't have expired tags.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
I don't know if this thing is named after her and her wonderful family, I assume. They must have donated some land to get it named after her if she's related to them.
Yes.
I would climb on that tank all the time as a kid.
Really?
I had no idea that I was going to meet the lady that I was named after or vice versa.
You haven't because she won't answer the phone.
This is a shame. I would imagine that if she gets too mad at us, she's got the keys to that thing still. She's going to find out the address to the Right Mind Show Studios in St. Louis and Creve Coeur, Westline Industrial Plaza. Oops, I said too much.
I know.
She's going to blow this place away.
This would be like when the midgets got all upset over when we were at Union Station and they were going to protest but never did.
Because the little arm gate that lets people in and out, they kept hitting their head on it.
I know, and that's a shame, but that's why we're not there anymore. Can you imagine the midgets with a tank, though?
That would be incredible.
That would be a double thing.
Well, Gretchen, you do know we're going to leave this in the show.
All of this is staying in the show, Gretchen, because we have all this air to kill, and you were supposed to be our guest. You know what we'll do?
We almost let her phone number slip on the air there.
We did.
You had to turn it. I may have to edit that part out. If you hear the phone number on the air, call it and apologize on our behalf. We did not mean to let all those people call you, Gretchen.
We've had a heck of a time. Well, I'm going to try her one more time. And if she doesn't answer this time, I don't think we extend any olive branches. I think we extend something else, and it's on my hand.
It has gotten me thinking about all the mechanics that will be losing money because of this if you're not allowed to even decide if you want to work on the car or not because it has expired tags. Because I think there's a fine involved in some of the proposals I've heard of this where if you do work on a car with expired tags as a mechanic, you could be fined. And that's putting the blame on the wrong person. But also, the CarX theme song is really cool with the rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter,
thunder, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Call the CarX man.
So that's something.
You know what I like about that commercial? Boy, we're really off in left field there, but I like it, is that they try to do imitations of, like, you know what their car sounds like broken.
Onomatopoeia. Watch your mouth.
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Onomatopoeia. Can you say that on the air? I don't know. I just did. But you know what? If I were in the commercial, I would go into CarX and I'd say, what's wrong with your car? I'd say, it sounds like there's a dead body in the trunk, you know, and try to do that one.
Mm-hmm. It's like a thump, thump, scream, thump, and thump, a scratch, thump, scratch, scratch here. And
it's like, it's something like that. We'll try Admiral Andy. Oh, she's texting me back now.
Breaking news. We have three little thinking dots. I think they call those ellipses coming in.
Right here, right there.
And that means that she has thought about us, knows that we exist, and is consciously making a decision to write Todd back or just leave him on three dots blinking.
She's saying, let me wrap it up. Let's see what happens with that.
Ah. Now we're at her beck and call. It's up to her to call us back. So, yes, we can do whatever we want to waste time, which could involve Andy.
Let's do Andy. On the line now is our favorite sailor or admiral or whatever in the entire world, straight from the love tube, but it's actually a tent because he's camping, Admiral Andy. How's it going, Admiral Andy? I got something I want to talk
to
you about.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. How's your brand new logo that that great artist did for you? How's that looking for you?
You know, the logo is great. I'm just not sold on the guy who did it.
Really? Okay. Well, that's fine because someone brought to my attention. They showed me the Admiral Media Productions, whatever slate or whatever it is, and that didn't look like the logo that the trained professional had made for you.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, someone showed me a logo that looked like it was from a, like a print shop clip art.
Admiral Andy, I was so proud of the little sizzle reel that you had made for your podcasting company. And so I was showing Todd how cool it was. And right when it popped up, it had a different logo than what Todd made.
Yes.
And he got livid.
Oh,
he's losing
yes.
his. I said, Todd, that's just it's a raw video. It's not fully done. It's not edited
I was
yet.
Hurt. I was hurt. And not just in the mind, but in the heart. That's where it really counts, too.
And if AI made it, he's going to kill that guy, whoever AI is.
Yeah.
So the basic premise is that, you know, that's just a placeholder.
Oh.
Until the guy that got me the finalized version got it to me.
Oh.
So
he hasn't done that yet? Is he a slacker?
Oh, he has. But you know, as you said earlier, I'm camping, so I haven't had a chance to update it yet.
So you had a chance to put the clip art up, but not the real nice professional logo. I don't care. People at home are going, what the hell are they talking about? So let's talk more about your camping. Now, this is what you call, dry dock, what do you call it? Dry dirt camping? If you're a sailor, you have a term for this. What is it called? That you're not on the ocean, you're in the dirt. What is this called?
Oh, yeah. Dirt sailor.
Dirt sailor. That's exactly right. Because you're a dirty guy. Now, I'm going to ask you like I asked you the last time you went dirty sailing. Have you killed any animals? Have you killed any wild animals or domestic animals and eaten them yet?
Not today.
Really? Do you plan on it?
Today, no.
Okay, let me ask you something else here. This is kind of like you're being interrogated, because you kind of are. If you were in a situation out there in the Love Tube dirt camp or wherever you are, and you had nothing to eat except, let's see, like maybe the camper at the next tent or nothing, would you eat the person? Because we were talking about how Joey had just watched a film where people were stranded after their plane crashed into a mountain and they ate each other. Would Admiral Andy eat another individual?
You know, I can't sit here and honestly tell you no.
Okay. Well,
he's had the taste.
You've had the taste. You have had the taste. What would be your way of preparing this person? Would it be like fried, like in a camp griddle, or would it be barbecued? How would you actually eat another camper?
Oh, yeah. You got to barbecue it, man.
Okay.
You got to mauls it.
Mauls it. Yeah.
Don't baste that barbecue. Yeah. You got to mauls it.
I tell you what, Joey's got all the jingles here today. He's full of these. How long are you? Are you dirt camping because you're in trouble at home? Because this is what happened last time. I mean, didn't you say I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes and you never came back?
No, that was the first wife. Wait, what?
First family. Yep,
the first family.
Yeah, the first family.
Okay, and they still think you're out. They must think you're a heck of a smoker.
You gotta do what you gotta do. But no, I'll come back Sunday.
But you're all by yourself. Is Alma the dog with you?
Alma is always with
you. Alma the dog is with you, and it's just the two of you out there having a romantic dirt camp. Is that what you call it? I mean, so what are your plans? And where are you located? We actually know where you're located because we pinged you. But, I mean, what do you want to tell everybody exactly where you're dirt camping and what your plans are?
Yeah, I'm outside of Bowling Green. And
that's where our tower's at.
The tower for the station is there.
94.1 comes in real strong.
Hey, can you go try to push it over and see what happens?
Are we on live now?
I think so.
Oh, okay. This is pre-recorded.
Can you see the tower? Can you see Joey and I?
No.
Okay, so you're up by Bowling Green. So what are your plans when you're just up there with Alma the dog? Is there certain? Do you read Alma the dog books?
No, she actually reads to me. Which is nice for a change, you know. I got that going for me.
Oh,
but no, I'm going to just, I come up here when I get kind of stressed out a little bit and I need to recharge the battery. So I come up here to disconnect, obviously not today.
Right. But, I was going to say, because you're not off the grid because you're talking to us. I don't know if you realize that or not, but you are talking to us.
Yeah.
I think you're talking on your phone. So you're not totally disconnected, are you?
No, but as soon as I'm done with this conversation, I'm turning it off.
What is your favorite camping gadget or trick that you have to make life a little more comfortable out there?
Yes, and this can't be a sexual thing.
No, great question. And so because of all my years that I had to rough it, I don't rough it anymore. I glamp like you wouldn't believe.
Well,
so my favorite piece of gear that I bought is, it's actually two pieces combined into one. I bought a portable shower, and I have a portable propane water heater for that shower, and it's amazing.
Mm, I love a hot shower myself. Yeah, I can't even start the day without getting a good stretch in with a sauna type action.
Yeah.
The ones that we had in Boy Scouts, it was a big black hefty bag, and you'd leave it out in the sun all day, and whatever yeah. temperature it got up to, that's how hot your shower was going to be.
Do you have cable? Like, do you streaming? Do you have like a giant television?
No.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Not at all. But you know, the thing I love about it too is that portable hot water heater. Not only does it work great for the shower, but when you're doing your camp dishes, you know,
and the bidet.
It's great to have
Joey read my mind. I would say the bidet. I mean, it's always a nice when you have a bidet out in the camping. You're not going to believe what happened to us here today at the old station that you never visit. I was going to extend the olive branch. This is the restaurant with the free breadsticks. I was extending the olive branch to a Democrat Missouri representative who was going to talk about the you can't get your car fixed with expired tags anymore. And apparently, but she just texted me that nope, she's not going to be able to make it. I think it's because you're not here. I think if you had been here in your full, you know, regal, like your full admiral outfit, maybe she would have taken the call. But no, it's just she's not going to do it. So this was my opportunity, and the reason I bring that up, the olive branch, is because she's a Democrat, and I thought, well, okay, you know, this will be a great way of like, you know, trying to, you know, try to show that we're not partisan, right? And so we could try to like, try to be equal time, but now she doesn't want to, she can't do it.
Did you say Gretchen Banger hates veterans?
I don't know. She had said Admiral Andy.
She mentioned Admiral Andy by rank and name. That's low.
I don't know. She's not going to be on the show because apparently that they're having a big to-do and there's a caterer or something involved. And I don't know. Apparently, you know, the representative's, you know, lunch menu is more important than being on the Right Mind show.
Well, her loss.
I guess so. You know what I'm going to do? Yeah. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go to that FedEx, the copy place that used to be Kinko's. I mentioned this. I think that's how they do it anyway. And I'm going to print off a bunch of these temporary tags. And I'm just going to go stick them on everybody's car.
You totally should.
I'm going to. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start my own mechanic shop. And I'm going to work on everybody's car that has a temporary tag that's expired. That's what I'm going to do. Gosh darn it.
I put my uniform on yesterday because I went to my son's school and they had a career day. So I was asked to go speak and I did.
Yeah.
And I was super happy that the thing still fits.
Oh, I bet you. I bet you. That's always fun, too. You know what? I did that for my son's school when he was in third grade. They had a career day. And I showed up. I said I was a nude figure model. And I stood there totally nude. And people said, oh, my God, your father. And then, you know, some of them said, oh, wow. And then I said.
Yeah. That explains why you're not allowed within 150 feet of a school.
I know, but it worked out well. I was never asked to do anything like PTA or anything. I mean, they said, oh, we need volunteers, but not Blake's dad.
Not totally nude. You got the belt with the pockets on it because you need a place to put the tips.
I did. Were you there? Did you see the picture? Oh, no, that was the mugshot picture. Yeah, I did the same thing for that. But that got me out of that.
So it's funny. I had a kid ask me, Have you killed anyone?
Ooh.
And I said not today, but it's early.
Oh, what did he say? Did you traumatize him? Because kids nowadays they're very fragile.
Well, that was the goal. I'm hoping I traumatized him.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You know, because
traumatized the teacher as well. You know,
I like to imagine a submarine with a temp tag on the back that they just forgot to renew. A little paper tag on the back.
There he goes, Admiral. Am I kidding you? Seriously, he is a genius.
Cop tries to pull you over, you just go underwater. Like
that's what you would.
Well, I don't doubt that in this Biden administration. You know, all of our gear it's all expired. Yeah.
Now, with the end of the world coming, are you guys preppers at all? Have you started stocking up on tins of beans and pancake mix and generators?
Hairspray. Don't forget the hairspray because the mullet has to keep. I don't care if it's the end of the world. Okay. And like we're all going up in flames. This mullet is going to be perfectly in perfect shape. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I know the radio towers are going to be down, but I do have a solar powered phone charger.
Yes.
So I can keep my phone, you know, powered up so I can use it for stopwatch at least. Stopwatch is going to work for sure. I got to stay fit.
For
I'm going to be running around circles and laps and stuff. You got to outrun the enemy. That's the number one rule of survival.
Right, because you could probably outrun a mushroom cloud. Mushrooms aren't very fast.
That's what Super Mario taught me.
Yes, exactly.
I don't have food stocked or anything like that, but I may or may not have plenty of ammunition.
Ammunition.
You got that ammo. I'm ready.
Who's that guy from Mayberry? He's always got that one bullet. What's he sound like?
Oh,
Andy.
Andy? No, that's Amb. That's Amb.
Andy? I think it's Don Knotts.
Knotts.
He's always got the one bullet ready.
He was a classically trained actor in Dinner Theater or something like that. I don't know. Don Knotts.
Dinner Theater.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Go back to your dirt sailing, whatever you got to do, and spooning with Alma. We really appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Great logo for our media, Admiral Media Productions, too, even though it's clip art.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'll go back to that first one.
There you go.
I don't know.
Probably a good idea. We'll Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Well, that's Admiral Andy on the phone. So he did a nice job filling in for Gretchen Bangert, who wasn't able to join us and said that she would. Now, that was going to be our attempt. Don't say that we didn't try, because I always get that a lot. Why can't we just all get along? Why can't we just, like, you know, reach across the aisle? And what did we do here today, Joey? We reached across the aisle.
Now, you have to walk me through your getting in contact with her to make sure that this is official. I feel like the audience does not believe that you actually got consent to call her.
Yeah.
And this is just an elaborate ruse to make fun of some silly law that'll never go into effect.
I want to tell you.
So how did you get a hold of her?
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, okay, because I'm not allowed to bring my wife up, and so I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting having coffee, because we do that in the morning. We sit and have coffee. We play the Wordle, and we decide who's more intelligent.
Connections also?
We don't do that. Sometimes Twister, but sometimes we'll just like play the whole game of Monopoly, you know, depending on what we have to do that
morning. Or holding eye contact. That's a good game.
Oh, we do that too. That's difficult, though, sometimes. Don't blink, and then we tickle each other, but that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. Did I go too far with that? Anyway, she says to me, you know, we're coming up with guests. You know, she likes to, she's big on this thing. Well, oh, we got to like listen to both sides and all that. I'm like, no, we don't. But she, you know, we didn't even know that this Gretchen was a Democrat. Now we were talking about this bill, and she says, why don't you reach out to the person? And my wife does that all the time, by the way, okay? She'll see somebody like, it's like The Rock in a movie. Oh, I like The Rock. Why don't you reach out to The Rock to be on your show? Oh, I'm sure he'll come on. You know, she'll just say like random stuff. And I'm like, I don't think they'd want to come on. But this one I thought, okay, this seems feasible. So here's what I did. I looked up, because I could be like an investigator. I looked up this whole bill that was proposed. Her name came up, this Gretchen Bangert, okay? So I Googled that. It turns out she has a website, like GretchenBangert.com, whatever, was her fundraising site. I went to that, got her phone number is right there on the site. I called her. I think I surprised her. She's like, what is this? It was like this kind of thing. And I'm like, I explained who I was. And I think she was a little apprehensive at first. But then, I said, we're going to have some fun. And she agreed to be on. So there we go.
And this was all via email or text? Oh,
you sent an email.
Her real voice.
I actually spoke with her. I actually spoke with her.
We can't put that on the social. We needed a paper trail of her saying yes.
Well,
I'll be on.
I've got text right here.
You got text?
I do have text, too.
We got a... This is like the Epstein files or whatever.
We
got to put the proof out
there. No, I got it right. And apparently they had some. They were all sitting in Jefferson City having Lunchables or something like that, and that was more important than being on the show because they got too busy eating their peanut butter and Lunchables or whatever.
So for the social media post for this episode, we'll have to block out her number, but we'll put screenshots of the text up her saying that she's agreed to be on the show.
Absolutely. Well, right here, I can show it to you so all the listeners can see. Oh, they can't actually. Oh, Andy's still on the phone. We got to... Anyway, but that's what happened. That's what happened. And so she was getting, I was all darn excited, because I was feeling all touchy-feely here, being like the Olive Garden person, the Olive Branch person, whatever it's called, reaching across. And this is what happens when I try to be a good guy and you try to be a good guy because my wife got involved.
Now that we have Gretchen Bangert's phone number.
Yes.
I'm going to, if you could share it with me.
Absolutely.
I will text her every single temp tag that I see in the city of St. Louis. And I think she's going to get 30, 40 a day until this problem is fixed.
I think so, too. I like it. That's a great idea. And that shows, even though they don't even though the person doesn't have time to talk to us because they're having Lunchables in Jefferson City that we paid for, by the way. Do you know a charcuterie board? How do you say that?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Yeah, something like that. That's basically a Lunchable. I don't think they're having that. I think they're having actual Lunchables that we paid for. They didn't have time to come. She didn't have time to come on here.
I'm going to pitch you the photo that we're going to do no matter what you say for this week's episode.
Yeah.
I know that there's a highway right next to us.
Oh, we can stand in the highway?
And I want us to go into the ditch and take a picture.
I love it.
And it's going to say, Ditch Boring Radio.
Oh.
Get your mind in the gutter.
I can't
on the Right Mind Show.
I want to end this show right now and go do it.
So we're going to be standing next to the highway, and I'm going to snap a few pictures of some temp tags. They're going to be real blurry, but Gretchen, you're still going to get them.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then it'll be a picture of us next to the highway.
Oh, and you know what? And if you push me out in the middle of the street during, if it's a highway, I bet you it'll stop traffic, maybe, and you can probably get a whole bunch of other tags that are expired.
A little less blurry ones.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, we're going to do that. Well, I've had a good time, except for our guest blowing us off, and I did like having Dave Robertson on because he does get me, you know, really fired up, and I like that because I didn't have enough coffee today, obviously. But it is March. I'm not going to tell any lies. I'm going to be honest brutally with everybody for the rest of the month, and I'm going to be really honest about wrapping things up right here. Do you have a good time today, Joey?
I did have a wonderful time, and I know that you hate the guests. That's the worst part of any episode. You tell me every week we need to just be us talking.
Yeah.
So
except
thank
for
you.
Dave. Dave's a great guy.
Dave's a great guy, but Gretchen, you know what? We had a lot of fun without
we
you.
We did. We took your place, Gretchen, so it could have been you eating at Olive Garden with us. It was Olive Garden. Unlimited breadsticks when I reach across the aisle. Something like that. Well, I've had fun. I'm Todd Showalter along with my good buddy Joey V. Mitch has been incredibly silent today. You've been listening to The Right Mind Show, and like I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to StudioTodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL and always streaming online at NewsTalkSTL.com.